thought in a moment's time that I'd be yours and you'd be mine. And when I say this, we'd be knowing, of course, that I'm still mine and you're still yours. That I'm still mine and you're still yours. We strolled along one afternoon in the month of March, a spring too soon. I said, is there anything you've left to say unsaid? Here among the living and the dead. Here among the living and the dead. As a matter of fact, I do declare that I didn't know when or how or where. So let's sit down by cedar trees so wide. Will you consent to be my bride? Will you consent to be my bride? Well, she didn't say aye, she didn't say nay. She didn't jump up and run away. He was brave and true, a gentleman of metal. She just needed time for the thought to settle. She just needed time for the thought to settle. She fairly knew they might have been April fools, it's true. No rational thought could feel this warm and this blessed. And where would it lead if she just said yes? And where would it lead if she just said yes? So they flew to the New Hampshire coast, more tolerant there than states most. If they'd both been women,
or both been men,
not they, but they could have been married there anyway. They could have been married there anyway. With sun to south and fog to north, two roses they with thorns of course, with cedar sprig and Solomon seal wrapped in, snug in a line with two Boleyns, snug in a line with Boleyns. And who would have thought in a moment's time that I'd be yours